On KWAD, we have the opportunity, as we do every month, to talk with Reed Reinbold of the Ottertail County Sheriff's Office. And Reed, great to have you. We're chatting with you on the phone as you're out on patrol here. How's it going this morning?
It's going real good. The rain's tapering off, and it's a beautiful day.
All right, awesome, awesome to hear. And, you know, speaking of the rain, had a little bit of storms last night, nothing too crazy, but it is that time of year again. Of course, a year ago at this time, there were storms ripping across central Minnesota, even a couple tornadoes, and it's never a bad time to start to be thinking about just kind of what law enforcement can do to kind of help out in these situations, right?
Yeah, so I one of the things we're proud of with Ottertail County is we've got more lakes in Ottertail County than any other county in the United States. One of the things that's not so great for us is Ottertail County has more tornadoes than any other county in Minnesota. We just get a lot of them, so it never hurts to talk about it.
Yeah, and that's a crazy stat, you know, when you think about it, to have the most tornadoes in the state when you consider down south, when you consider some of the other places. But, I mean, yeah, it's crazy, some of those storms to think about. So what are some advice, what are some resources that you guys have for people, or just kind of any reminders during this time?
Yeah, so, well, we have a couple different things. So Ottertail County is part of what we call it Smart 911, and anybody can sign up. It's a free service that you can sign up for, and it's not just for weather alerts, but it is one section that you can opt in for weather alerts. And what you do, it's kind of twofold. It allows the county to send out alerts to you based on the addresses that you provide in your Smart 911 profile. But it also allows you to put information in that you might want first responders to know if you have to call 911. So, for example, if you have a key code and you want the fire department to know how to get in or the ambulance service to get in if you have a medical emergency, that would pop up if you call 911 from your phone that you've entered into your profile on Smart 911. And the good thing about it is it's not searchable. It only shows up if you call 911, so nobody can look it up. Your data is safe.
Yeah, it's an important resource, and it's a really cool thing that you guys are offering to try and help help people out during this time.
Yeah, so it's great. Yeah, if a lot of times people will put in maybe they have pets that are scared scared of noise or whatever. Just whatever information might be helpful to us as we respond to help you. Some people will put in, perhaps you have an autistic family member that's afraid of loud noises, and that would populate. And then we know that when we come, and we make sure we turn our radios down and try to reduce the amount of noise that we bring. Or if somebody's prone to walking away from the home and they like to go towards water, for example, which happens, all that information pops up when you call 911. So when you're in the middle of an emergency, you don't have to try to remember everything to tell us. You can just have that show up when you call. So that's one of the systems that we have available to us. And like I said, it's free. And we would encourage anybody to sign up for it. And you can access that off of Ottertail County's website under the Emergency Management tab. And then a second system that is just part of the cellular phone network is called IPAWS. And that's an acronym that stands for Integrated Public Alert and Warning System. And that's a federal system. And that's where if severe weather's coming in or a major event, say there's a train derailment or something, and you're in that area where we need to get you an alert, that we can draw a box or a polygon around the area that we want to alert and send that out through the IPAWS system. And that hits every cell phone that's capable of receiving the alerts. That'll send you out information whether you're signed up or not in that area. So those are the two tools that we have available to us. And that's the system that you might be familiar with that you get like Amber Alerts on, or the National Weather Service uses it sometimes to send out tornado warnings. So that's stuff you don't have to sign up for. That's just when your phone starts going off, that's what's being used.
Awesome. I mean, it's incredible the technology that's at you guys' disposal to help out people. And just how important is it for you guys as law enforcement officers to have that information when you're at a call, or at least to make sure that this information is out to people?
Boy, it's so critical. It potentially could save lives. When you're talking about tornadoes or medical emergencies, sometimes seconds matter. And if we have the door code to your door and we don't have to worry about trying to figure out a way inside, or if we know that you have somebody in the house that's prone to be afraid of law enforcement, for example, it really can help save us time and help us tailor our response to best help you. It really does save lives.
We're talking with Reed Reinbold of Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office. He joins us on the second Wednesday of every month to talk about what's going on and some important tips and things to know about and a couple important resources as well. So, Reed, we appreciate the time, appreciate the information, and we look forward to talking with you next month.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
If you missed any part of this interview, you can check it out on our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page.